No Control, narrated by Scarlett Fox, narrated for Cupido in collaboration with Saga. Camping by Morton. She twists and turns restlessly in her sleep. Suddenly she's wide awake. It's dark, but something woke her up. With clumsy fingers, she tugs at the zipper of the tent before she manages to pull it down. It's completely quiet. She can only hear sparks crackling within the embers of the fire outside. Her eyes search around. Suddenly, she sees the silhouette of a person in the pale moonlight. She rubs her eyes. It must have been this person who woke her up. She packed her bag at dawn. She wanted to go camping for the day all by herself. No one knew where she was, but that was kind of the point. So who was this person in the dark, plainly standing there looking at her? Her cheeks are burning and her heart beats faster. Who is he? Because it's a man. She can tell by the masculine silhouette. She can only just hear his breath. She wonders if he can hear her quick breathing and her heart that's beating so hard that she can feel it in her temples. Who are you? Her shaky voice hangs in the air. Without saying a word, he walks towards her. Desperately, she tries to see who he is, but she's blinded by the torch that he's holding in front of him. She is starting to get really scared, and she frantically tries to think of a way to escape. The silence is still heavy. He stops only a meter from the tent. An unmistakable scent of sweat and oily leather hits her in the light evening breeze. She can see the outline of a broad-brimmed hat and a holster on his right hip. My name is Parker. I'm the ranger. His hoarse, rough voice fills up the entire tent. Annika feels a primitive fear of the masculine at that moment. The hair at the back of her neck stands up. Okay, but is something wrong? She can hear how insecure she sounds, but she's trying not to sound inviting. This is a reservoir, and you've fallen asleep without putting out your fire properly. The woods are really dry. I would have thought you'd understand the danger. He lets the insinuation hang in the air, but it hits right where intended. She feels uneasy. Of course, he's right. It was thoughtless of her to go to sleep for the night without throwing water on the fire. Yes, you're right. It was irresponsible of me. Annika was happy the dark hid her blushing cheeks. She grabs a kettle from the tent. It was half full of water from cooking yesterday. With weak knees, she walks over to the embers glowing at her like red devil eyes between soot-black logs. She throws water over the whole thing. Immediately, a sickening sour puff of damp smoke surrounds her. She coughs and stumbles backwards, hitting against Parker. He catches her in his strong arms and growls quietly, but annoyed. You're not that experienced with life in the wilderness, are you? Annika wiped her burning tears away from her cheeks. While coughing, she admits that she doesn't. She only now realizes that she's just wearing panties and a thin t-shirt. She can feel his strong arms squeeze her upper arms.